drive at night when young. You can see over the field down to the water. Babe, would take the story of your love. Speaks when you're alone. Wisdom comes from liminal places. On concessions, you would drive at night when young. You could see over the field down to the water. The bay would take the story of your love.
Song is called Concessions, and it's about being a kid and having a space to be yourself when you're young, express yourself. And that first song is called You Couldn't Know. Okay. And this is a new song. I fell asleep and I dreamed I was awake. And you spoke again about how we met to keep the reveries at play. Isn't it cruel that hearts once so joyfully pervaded could turn against themselves to try to defend from what could save them? Fall to winter, the light gets dimmer, and we have to decide what to take and what to leave behind. I looked for you in all the places we would go. But I never saw your face until I surrendered. And I could count the ways I told myself that I knew you. And I could say what I hoped we'd be, but there's nothing else we could be. And I was scared to live with the strain and scared to let it die. Scared that I could do more than just survive. And now that you've taken me as far as you could come, there is no need to be needed just to be loved by anyone. And I burn away the conscious haze to ruins far from empty that tears may cleanse my secret thoughts and redeem for me my memories. Fall to winter, the light gets dimmer, and we have to decide what to take and what to leave behind.
That was Dave Snyder here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, our audience in the Observational Tower interview performance session. That was very lovely.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Lovely. So yeah, now on your bio here, it says currently living in Guelph, Dave performs solo, as we're hearing right now, and in the local rock band Magpie, whose upcoming album Concessions releases this August. So I guess to start, I guess this is actually the first time I've ever heard of Magpie. Do you want to talk to us about the band?
Sure. They've been a band for a long time. Marnie, Anna, and Grant, Marnie McCourty, Anna Bowen, and Grant McLeod have been playing together for a really long time, like I think over a decade. And I moved to Guelph in 2017, and shortly after that I met all of them just through mutual friends and eventually started playing with them around 2019. And we've made an EP and two full lengths in that time, and they had made an album before I got there too. But it's, yeah, I guess it's like a, we are never sure what to call ourselves, because we all like we have overlapping music tastes, but then there's four of us that write songs and four of us that will sing lead vocals depending on the song, so it does sound a bit different from song to song. So we always struggle to describe what it's like, but it's like rock, folk, alternative oriented, I guess. And yeah, and again, and talking about friends, that's a gang of pals if there ever was one. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and it's also like that's pretty unique to also have most of the all the band members being able to do lead vocals. That certainly does like expand the sonic palette for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and I like it as a without getting too self serious, I like it as a metaphor just for like different kinds of people or different kinds of elements having to come together to cooperate and make something bigger than any one of them.
Yeah, how the song creation progress for the band, because I guess I can feel there could be butting heads at times.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like it's not too much butting heads. For the most part, people come in with like the song, the bones of the song already written. And then for the most part, it's just trusting. I don't know. I at least with the songs that I've brought to the band, I haven't had to give that much feedback. I just like what they come up with and what we all come up with together. It depends on the song. It depends on the song, or, you know, and it always sounds a bit different too when you play it with the band, or different than you think it's going to. But my experience has been that it always sounds richer. So it's collaborative in the sense that we're all happy. We're each mostly happy to do what, like, do whatever the main songwriter of that song would like us to do. And then, I like to think there's room for feedback. Like, we're mostly pretty good at receiving each other's feedback, too.
It sounds like it's a good group of people that connect really well.
I think that's what makes the difference. Yeah, just being friends outside of the band.
Too, yeah.
Yeah. Just in the first place.
That certainly helps a lot.
Big time.
What is the instrumentation of the band?
When we play on the newest album, and I guess on the last couple albums, it's two guitars, bass, drums, and then Marnie plays ukulele and saw. But we switch it up a little bit here and there too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you talk to us about this new album called Concessions, and how, like, it is there like maybe a concept that you guys focus on this album with all the songs?
Yeah, there happens to be. Yeah, like, I guess you don't always realize it till you have all the songs. But in this case, it was grief, probably more than anything else, like change, loss. And that looked different for each of us, but it turned out, it just turned out that that's what the four of us brought to the band this time around. Yeah. In different ways. So I like it for that reason. The instrumentation is, yeah, it's varied. Like, on one hand, it's guitars, bass, drums, uke and saw. But on the other hand, there's songs with, like the couple that I just played that are a little bit more of a country influence too. And Willie Nelson is someone who's a big influence on me. So he's country before he even plays music. But also he's somebody, I think, who doesn't really pay a lot of attention to what genre he falls into either, which I like artists like that. And so that influence is for sure in there. But who are some of our other joint influences? I mean, we love like Jennifer Castle and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've played their music on... I love to listen to their music, and I think I've played a few on the show. I know they were playing at a few festivals around here in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And just great, like, kind of like low-key psychedelic and introspective and, yeah. But, yeah, so we went up to Port William Sound, which is just north of Kingston, last summer there for 4 days. 3 nights, 4 days, and made the whole thing. It's mostly live off the floor, which I feel like I'll mention because I think I just feel proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was most of the instrumentation was us all sitting there together.
Oh, so like not a lot of like after effects or nothing?
Yeah, not too much other than vocals. Yeah, not too much. Yeah, if any of them are listening right now, I just hope I'm doing it justice. It's a good album, though. It's a good album. I feel proud of it. I think it's our best album yet.
Awesome. Yeah, or is there a specific date of the release? It only says August here.
Yeah, it's going to be pressed on vinyl, so...
Ooh, that's nice. It's going to be very nice.
Yeah, we're stoked about that. I think for... all of us, it's our first time doing that. Feels really nice too. So that's the only reason that I can't say 100%, because it just depends when we get the vinyl.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, where are you guys getting the vinyl pressed?
I'm not sure. I forget what it's called. I think I can safely say it will be up on the internet, if nothing else. It'll be up on the internet Friday, August 2nd.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Well, you can always say early August.
Early August.
Early, or just August okay. In general.
Yeah.
Looking for new tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. And then the second part of this, the paragraph of the bands you're in, it says, later this year, he will perform as part of All Wild Things Are Shy, a band which played on the forthcoming posthumous album by beloved Guelph songwriter Richard Laviolette.
Mm-hmm. Laviolette.
Sorry. My pronunciation has always been terrible. And they were your cousin.
Yeah.
You want to talk about them and this this band and album?
Yeah. I might get a little emotional. Just
okay. You're in a safe space, so we can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Richard Laviolette is my cousin, and yeah, he probably taught me more than anyone else about playing guitar when we were little kids, and his parents too. So we were in bands as little kids together and learning about music together and nerding out on music together. Neil Young and stuff, especially, mm-hmm. and Velvet Underground when we were little kids. Jimi Hendrix. But, mm-hmm. When he's lived in Guelph since, I think, about 2002. And he's just decided that that's what he was going to do. He was going to be a songwriter. And he did. He has been... he toured in his life across Canada and a lot in Guelph. So he had... He passed away this past September. He had Huntington's disease, which is a neurodegenerative disorder. And he chose to receive MAID, medical assistance in dying. And that was part of the inspiration for the theme of grief in the Magpie album too, for my part.
Mm-hmm.
So he died in September, and the last album that he wrote and recorded was, we rehearsed it. There was a band of us, and we rehearsed it in 2022 and recorded it throughout 2023, just before Richard died. But, it finished being mixed late last year. And so that was quite an experience also. And so now, and just really intense, of course,
mm-hmm.
Emotionally, and the album's a really heavy album lyrically. But it will come out September 5th. And
nice.
So we'll perform some shows in honor of that to celebrate the album coming out, including in Guelph and
that sounds very nice that you guys are gonna bring the songs to life and like as a celebration pretty much.
Exactly. It's one of those things where it's like it's the best thing to do, and also it's just really hard. It's both at the same time.
Oh yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, but it'll be, you know, but it's going to be really important. So we'll be playing shows, and we'll have some folks who were close friends of Richard's to sing the songs with us. And it'll come out on You've Changed Records. There's 12 songs. It'll be a double LP.
Nice. That's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. We are getting kind of close to the end of our time together, but I did want to mention maybe some of your like solo like me songs as you once we got it more connected together in the last few months. You've sent me the most recent EP called For Songs Live. Do you want to quickly talk about that? And it's also, it was released on the Owen Sound based record label, Own Sound Records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The songs on that EP were recorded at the Heartwood Hall, which is up in Owen Sound.
Well, I've yet to go there. I've heard about it a lot.
Oh, it's a nice room, man. I recommend it if you get a chance to go to a show there, and I was lucky to play there. And so the four songs on that EP are, I will have played all of them by the end of this hour, but there's songs that will be on the Magpie album, but I like to play them by myself too. And I just wanted to have a document of, you know, for future shows and looking for future shows and stuff. I thought it would be good to have a document of what it sounds like when I play live.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. And for listeners and viewers, you can find that EP for Songs Live on the Own Sound Bandcamp page. Okay.
Nice.
So now, as we start to conclude, before I let you ring us out with your final music, can you tell our audience, I guess we've been talking about all the upcoming performances, maybe so we can like summarize what performances you'll be in, sure, in this coming year.
Yeah, I think the next Magpie show is a stripped back version of the band, but it's at the Woolly July 14th, and we play June 6th at Shed Brewery in Dundon. We'll be playing more throughout Ontario, hopefully in August, and then we will play in Guelph again in September when the album comes out. The All Wild Things Are Shy band plays at Sappy Fest in New Brunswick on August long weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we also, I can't say yet the details of the Guelph show, but there will be a Guelph show in September and other shows also. I'm not sure when my next solo show will be, but there will be one. It'll show up.
They usually just appear here and there, like I know, as a solo solo project myself.
Yeah.
So yeah. You just try a little bit, and then sometimes they just poof out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Like today.
Are there any maybe, like, I guess you'll be doing all the performances for the new albums. Is any other plans for the future for any of your music projects?
Mostly thinking about those and in my spare time just trying to write some new songs.
New stuff, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. How could our listeners find and support your music, the band's music that you're a part of?
Yeah, Magpie, I think the Bandcamp is therealmagpie.bandcamp.com because there's 200 bands called Magpie. and all the albums are on there. Richard Laviolette also has a Bandcamp, and you can find his previously released music on You've Changed Records. And my own music has all come out on Own Sound, OWN Sound. Recordings.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. And then my final question for you is, what are your words of wisdom?
Let it come to you.
Oh, nice. Straight to the point. Yeah. Very impactful. Thank you so much, Dave, for coming for this session, for this audience with me.
Oh, thank you, Nicholas. It's a pleasure.
Yes. I will let you play your final songs for us in this session. So here is the final songs for Dave Snyder here to Noel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Okay. This one's called Seasons. A thousand years.
And nowhere to go. Draw me
We carry each other with the names that we gave. This falling apart, then finding our feet. This presence of absence is the place where we meet. Draw me in. Human nature. Seeking out conflict to raise above reason. No relief by design or nature. Blow smoke at your human nature. Write another song for you. Creator and curator. Like a loved one. Fire on the bay shore, night vision on a crystal sky. Feel colors, the fog and the filters peel away from a finite mind. Gonna head north from here, up to where the child lies, trusting as a new song. Like the voice of a long-lost friend. Prepare what you can't predict. What happens next? For you, a vision of a shared life. Love you like a loved one. I remember when I heard you say, I don't have a role to play. Throw love on an old mistake, and you're gone again. And I guess it was the right time to get on the free side, to be in the child's mind. Remember when I heard you say, I don't ever roll the play. Throw love on an old mistake, and you're gone again. And I guess it was the right time to get on the free side, to be in the child's mind.
Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th side by side with Art Waste. With the theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.